Our theme for this mission weekend is Come and See What God Has Done. And this year in particular, there is lots to see. I can't remember a year when God's activity in the world is more apparent. It seems appropriate for our church to make a response to this dramatic activity of God, and that's what we're seeking to do this weekend. You know, I have a deep desire, and you who have been around this church know it to be true, I have a deep desire for this church to be a healing place where hurting, wounded people come to find the grace of God. I have a desire for this to be a safe place where people find forgiveness and encouragement and new beginnings, and they discover that God isn't angry at them, He loves them, and they're inspired for a chance for a new chapter in their life. But Jesus calls us to be more than a healing place. More than a safe place, Jesus calls us to be a sending place. A sending place from which recovering people, like all of us, go into the world to be used of God. And this is important. We go into the world to be used of God before we feel competent, before we're fully mature, while we are still subject to frequent relapses into sin. The only disciples that Jesus has and always has had are those who are in process. People who are on a spiritual journey, but they aren't there yet. Now, because we're on a journey and because we're not mature, it's very easy for Christians and a church to adopt a mindset that's dangerous. A mindset that is focused primarily on ourselves and our needs, and we feel justified in feeling that this focus is accurate. It goes something like this. Let's concentrate on the home front, take care of our own, get ourselves whole, and then let someone else take care of others. I'm so territorial and sort of like a mother hen with this church, I've had that concept through the years. I've wanted to put most of my energy and most of our budget here because there's so much to do. But you know, that kind of attitude has a very limiting impact upon a church. It can cause us at 9:30 to resent crowded pews and worship. Why didn't they go to some other church? It can help us resent, it can cause us to resent those constant calls to reach beyond our local needs to a hurting world because we have so many local needs. But you know, I believe our staff and our church family is reaching a point of spiritual maturity that I believe pleases Jesus Christ. Namely, a stage where we're ready to reach beyond ourselves. Where we have a vision of God so big we realize He can do everything we need done here locally and still use us to reach the world. And that's maturity. Now, for some of us, our souls are so full of God's blessings, and mine is one of them, that we feel we are absolutely going to burst if we don't begin to share and do something. We have to reach out. We don't have a choice. Now, obviously, here's where it gets sticky, because the job of reaching out to a hurting world is huge. And as you're going to hear later in the service, it can be very discouraging. Drugs, crime, poverty, indifference to the gospel make a task of going out sometimes so impossible, many would say, why bother? And our answer to such arguments is simply, we go into the world because Jesus commands us to do it. This wasn't our idea. From the beginning, this was the whole plan of Jesus Christ. What's helpful in these days of increasing evidence of God's activity in the world is that we have more of a motivation to believe that if we go, something's going to happen. Recent events will go down in history as some of the most strategic happenings in this century, and all of us have been fortunate to be alive to witness them. Even a year ago, did you see the Chronicle cartoon? I thought it was rather wild. The prophet, the psychic, was looking ahead into the crystal ball of what was going to happen in a year, and Uncle Sam is sitting there back howling as the psychic is saying the Berlin Wall is going to crumble, Russia is going to go to a free party system, and on went all of the predictions, quote, of the last 5 months. And a year ago, they would have been thought to be the wild ideas of some psychic seeking to make a name for himself or herself. God has accomplished in months what billions of defense dollars and years of Cold War could not accomplish, namely, millions of people held in the grip of godless totalitarian systems are breaking free. The United States and Russia are talking of withdrawing troops from Europe. I saw an interview where a wife of a serviceman in Germany was worrying about unemployment. They said, we joined the military to get job security, and now with this whole new movement, we might be unemployed. That's unheard of. And then, who would have thought apartheid could begin crumbling in South Africa after all these years? And the war in Nicaragua is over after all the Contra controversy. God is performing miracles in our time. And why it's important to the church is every one of these happenings are opening doors for the gospel that haven't been opened in decades. Now, I believe these miracles are in response to prayers of Christians around the world who dared to ask God for the impossible, who dared to pray with vision and agendas beyond their own crushing personal needs. From people who prayed believing God could do the impossible beyond the walls of their local churches. And that kind of prayer was answered. When Russia began its new wave of freedom, it was discovered that that oppressed church, oppressed for 70 years, was still very much alive. But can you believe now that instead of smuggling them in, millions of Bibles right now are being shipped to Russia? And then I learned a seminary has been granted permission to be built in Moscow for training Christian leadership. There has not been one minister trained in Russia for 70 years. They're all self-trained, and their great need is for education. And Gorbachev has stated publicly, religion is needed to give a moral foundation to Russia's floundering society. Contrast that with the days of Khrushchev when he was over here telling us he'd bury us. Consider the unbelievable growth of the church in parts of Africa and South America. The promise of Jesus is being fulfilled right now, and we can celebrate it, namely, the fields are white to the harvest. We ought to be alerted and sensitized to this incredible happening, and we ought to be strategizing what this means for the church. Companies are strategizing what it means economically. Every other group is wondering how they can get into this new market. What about the gospel? God has not abandoned his world. That's what I want to say today. His plan for the ages is on schedule. And the most exciting fact of all, every one of us, if you want it, can have a piece of the action. God has a job for us to do. And as our worship service continues, you have been prayed for. Our prayer is that God is going to light a fire, ignite a passion in our souls about something we can do as part of God's master plan. And it's in this spirit that I invite the ushers to come forward to receive the offerings of commitment to God's continuing work in the world.